What's the other issue on the agenda?
Josh? All right. We're all assembled together again. Call our meeting back to order. Next on our agenda is the state audit. I asked that to be on there so that we could have the opportunity to address that request. Bob Chance and Josh, I think, spoke to it. I don't know who else might be interested in that, but you want to speak, Josh?
Yeah.
Be fine. While you're coming to the podium, I did get to visit with the auditor's office Thursday, I think it was, and I'll give that report after Josh.
I know Bob's not here. He had to have surgery today. This wasn't my big issue, but I've dealt with audit of the ambulance district, and as I said last week, I think it looks better on you three gentlemen to call for one. And I know Danny's headstrong on grand jury situation, but let the state come in and look around, see what they can find, and ask the board members at the ambulance district. One of them, Dale Sanders, he was headstrong against it from the very beginning, and boy, has he changed his mind. You know, they see that, man, the 20-some thousand dollars they spent was a big benefit to stuff they didn't even know was going on behind the scenes and that had been going on for so long. And any of them will tell you, it's still a mess over there, and it's going to be for a long time. But let the people, if you really want to give the benefit to the people and let them know what's going on, just go ahead and get it over with. Call for a state audit. Let them come in here and let them do their work. And don't be negative on them. Let them look and make it just as easy as it can be. And, you know, the city of Branson has had one in the past. And the ambulance district, we asked them to call for one, and they didn't do it. And the citizens, we had to collect signatures on it. And, you know, in this day and age, the people are not happy right now across the country. And I think all three of you gentlemen realize that with the elections. But, and this right here, it can benefit you, or it can hurt you, either way. So just think about that if you're going to make a motion to call for one or not. But it can come back to bite you one way or the other, and it's easy. It's not that hard, and I know that Rick has talked to the auditor. Me and him have had a conversation, but, you know, we can get the signatures. I'm just going to remind you of that. We can do it. It's just the same exact thing as I did with the ambulance district, and I may not be the head sphere of this project, of this one, if somebody starts it, but, you know, you three gentlemen would look a lot better, once again, of calling for one on your own. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. Others like to speak on the state audit? Rick?
Mr. Chairman, I've got a few comments.
Okay.
After Rick.
Josh, I want to make sure everybody understands, and you too. I talked to the auditor last week in person, both her and Christina. They insist that we bring them what we want audited. Okay? They're too busy right now. They're probably a year and a half out, is what she said. She said that they're shorthanded. They got cut back on the state. I mean, they're right where we're at, and they're just, you know, they need to know what you want. And we've asked for that from Mr. Chance. I'm asking for that from you. And I would be very disappointed in these gentlemen if they voted to call for a state audit without having that. So I think it's in your shoes. If you want a state audit, if anybody wants a state audit, they need to bring to this commission what they want audited. Is it the books? Is it the process? You know, and if you need help deciding that, you can get with me. You can get with the state auditor. They'll help you decide that too. But that needs to be done before they call. It makes no sense to pay for – it really makes no sense to pay for auditing the books again because we already have that done. We have that done annually. So you need to try to save the taxpayers money if you can, and that's my point. I would love to have one. If we didn't have to pay for it, I'd call for it. I'd ask for it tomorrow, but I don't want to pay for it.
Mr. Rick Fort, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You gotta go.
I'm just going to quickly report that pretty much what you reported, and I guess a little bit from Nikki through Jim last week, is what I found out. and I don't have the lady's name. I think it was Regina, maybe?
Christina, I think.
There's
either Christina or Regina one.
Regina.
It ends in a Gina, I know that.
maybe Regina.
And then Alice West, I thought it was. But anyway, was the director of that. And my wild idea of getting them to come here, that doesn't work.
And I visited with them. Like I said, they were at the auditors' meetings last week. I visited with those two, and Susan Monti was there too. I visited with all three of them personally. And they said, please, 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 if you find out what they want. We'll try to help you out. But we're a year and a half out.
Okay.
I mean, they're overworked, understaffed, just like everybody else right now.
Okay. Jim?
One thing I was going to point out, that Rick, and you can say it or not, but one of the things that the auditor is doing right now at a state level is that they're outsourcing a lot of their own audits now. And one of our firm, I believe, is one of the selected auditors that they outsource to. So once again, though, so we may want to look to see what the cost is compared to who we use currently versus the state. But once again, we need to at least point them in the direction. I know Rick and I were talking, even possibly doing a federal, as an IRS audit. We could have them come in for free if we thought that was a part of the problem. But once again, direction on where exactly we want to look, because if you say everything, I don't think we can get a price on that. It's basically an hourly. So anyway, I just, once again, since the citizens, I would really like some direction of what areas, what departments. If there's just three or four departments, just say I want to audit the whole process of XYZ departments. But and then we can see what the best avenue for that is from a financial part.
Okay. Any comments?
I still stick with what I've said all along. All I see in the audit is recommendations, and I want to see some if there's anything being done wrong, and we show signs of that in the past. I want a grand jury that can hand down assess penalties and things like that and put in place, and that answers all questions, and then the public is satisfied with let's don't do that again because you've overcome this, and we've got to have to wait to election cycle for the people who sometimes are misinformed to make a decision on who the elected officials are that they might want to get removed. That person still sits in office and still carries on, and I seen the Branson audit whenever they went through that. That was about if I have to say so, a joke. I still stand behind, and I don't care if the cost was twice as much and there was twice as much brought out. I stand behind a grand jury investigation.
Okay. Other comments on state audit? Nope.
Yes, sir.
All right. Other business before we go on to our regular agenda?
Yes, sir.
Nope. Good to go. All right. We'll recess this meeting and then
administrative.
Come back into administrative.
Yeah. Yep. Now, is this where we need to
take a two-minute recess?
Take a couple-minute recess and not really?
Yeah, I'd like to get a cup of coffee or something there. I got cornered out there in the hall. Didn't get quite all my business.
All right, we'll take a two-minute recess and then go into work session with Nikki.
All right.